Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Welcome back, Busted Pencils, fully led education talk, truly educated educators talking education every week. I mean, what a tagline. It's absolutely there. Dr. Kevin Kumashiro, thank you for the time. Johnny, here we are. We're left. And we have to somehow frame, put together, summarize all of that amazingness from Dr. Kumashiro. But there was something he started to really hit that, you know, I was kind of leading him there. As we look at the attacks on teaching, and Kevin was giving us this sense of saying, you know, but wait a minute. And, you know, I said, when you think about the attackers and you say, well, wait, you're actually attacking discussion. You're actually attacking debate. You're actually attacking the possibility of something maybe not being the same or something maybe different. You're attacking the whole idea of what it means to think and learn. That sounds really totalitarian. And in fact, when you say that those of us who are engaging in teaching for some form of equity, for democracy, for some form of justice, you're saying we're biased and propaganda. I'm sorry, but I need to point out that what you're offering is very much straightforward, unambiguous. You teach this or else. That, to me, is really frightening. I don't know if that's going to win somebody over on that side. They might get a little bit, but, you know, that's another thing to go. It's like, what are the attackers offering? They're actually offering propaganda, totalitarianism, and you'll do it my way or the highway. And it's like, I don't think any parent is imagining that education for their child is going to be a totalitarian form of propaganda. Am I going too far?
Well, man, I don't know. I think you're giving more credit than maybe we ought to at this point of things. And that being that I do think part of the attacks, if we want to call them that, or the push to threaten democratic teaching, or to threaten inquiry teaching, or to threaten teaching young people to recognize and consider historical truths, right? I think there's a convenient push from the attackers, if we're going to call it that, like from the attackers, to promote sort of a totalitarian kind of education. So we want freedom and we want free speech and we want our children to be learning best practices and have creative learning environments until it threatens our privilege and power. And now that it's threatening privilege and power, it's top down. And I often think about it in terms of this. One of the worst things you can explain to any learner, especially like a child, and they say, why? And you say, because I said so. And and that's some garbage, right? We know. If you're going to promote asking questions, right, which we know is good learning, ask questions, then you're going to say, let's talk about why. Let's think about why. Let's ask more questions. Let's look to who are the experts on this particular topic and what do we know? And those are kinds of conversations that teachers learn to mediate. They are expert mediators and facilitators of the whole why world. All right. I'm coming back to that tagline, the whole why world. We want young people to ask questions, and teachers are master facilitators of that learning environment. Ask those questions and let us look into why. No teacher is going to respond. No good teacher is going to respond because I said so. And that's the totalitarian response. That's the whole idea of, like, we want free thinking and we want question and inquiry. We want good learning until it goes against my privileges and power and comforts, right? And so when we start looking at these attacks, we look at how are the questions young people are asking and teachers are facilitating threatening white supremacy? How are they threatening abuse of the environment? How are they threatening all of the kinds of ways, my right to not wear a mask, which is ridiculous, right? So I'm just not even getting into that part. But I can at least trace back that for people who are pushing a white supremacist or maybe, you know, a particular view on what they think ought to be, is under threat with the kinds of questions that young people are asking in classrooms. They're saying, why are there racial tensions? Why is there racism in this country? Why was there slavery? What was the slavery all about, right? Why are we in the whole why world is facilitated and mediated by teachers, right? And Kevin brought us to this. Let's reframe it to there's no propaganda, right? There is facilitating thoughtful inquiry, building communities of care around asking deep questions that are meaningful and authentic to the kinds of inquiry and empathy building that young people are coming up with in this particular political moment. And that's what teachers from all across the political spectrum ought to be doing. Our guest last week talked about this in a beautiful way, Rodney, right? Mm-hmm. Dr. Kevin Kimushiro tonight talked about this in a really thoughtful way across the board for the ways that leaders can recognize the attacks. And that's what I'm saying, Tim. I'm glad you brought it to totalitarianism because I think it's in every way an effort to impose totalitarianism on teachers and learning communities. So that's my kind of, that's my 20 cents worth of a 2 cents. And man, what are you thinking as you bring us home?
Well, I'm not sure I can follow up on that. Other than, man, it is nice to talk education with an educator and everybody else out there listening. Again, thank you. Continue to support Busted Pencils. You know, get out there, check out the Facebook page, check us out on Twitter. Make sure you're following this stuff. Go to Devil Radio, download the podcast, make sure it's out there, because I'm telling you, there's a wealth. If you thought tonight's show was awesome, you go back and listen to the last 12 shows. You are going to be ready to go out and talk about these issues. Like you just said, John, as a teacher, as a learner, something that absolutely is so important when we're talking about democracy, right? Democracy, teaching for democracy. I think that, you know, maybe even that is lost a little bit of quote luster to some people. So bringing it back, I think the way you did to reframe, we're teaching kids to think, to ask questions, to be critically conscious, to be empathetic, to wonder, to do why, like you said, the why world. And that's what's under attack. Mm-hmm. If we Absolutely. Think about it, the ability for a child to ask why, and the ability for a teacher to step into that space when the child or the children ask why and help them navigate to maybe not a conclusion, maybe to multiple conclusions. But to say that a teacher can't more Busted do Pencils? That?
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils.
I miss.
Or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!